The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube, performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Now in uncharted territory. This show has never been 3 hours before. Well, that's not true. It has never been 3 hours before here with GCN. That part of it is true. Welcome back. This is the third hour, the inaugural third hour of Lock and Load, and as such, this show's not brought to you by anybody. We haven't settled that part of it yet. But it is definitely coming to you from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. The number to get in, 877-807-4048, coming from Europe, coming from Switzerland, from Lieutenant General Andre Blattmann. We get this. He's talking about the flood of Middle Eastern refugees, quote unquote. And he says this is pushing the continent into civil war. I don't know where this appeared. Does it say where it appeared? No, it doesn't. It does not. Anyway, this is coming from the good general. Society in Western Europe is on the verge of breaking down amid chaotic violence caused by economic dislocation, mass immigration, and terrorism. This is not the views of some crazy survivalist, but the head of the Swiss Armed Forces, Lieutenant General Andre Blattmann, has issued a warning to the Swiss people that society is dangerously close to collapse and will advise those not already armed as part of the Swiss Army Reserve to take steps to arm themselves. He's been head of the armed forces since 1 March 2009, and his words carry significant weight in a country in which several citizens' initiative referenda against burqas and mosques have proven enormously popular as concerns grow about immigration and Islamization. There we go. Islamization. Trying to do the phonic way. In the last two world wars, the Swiss combination of mountains and armed citizenry preserve their peace and neutrality. But in the coming conflicts, Switzerland has already has its own massive fifth column. Interesting that he makes this observation. Now, it doesn't surprise me that an armed European society is out there doing a referendum pushback against Islamization. It does not at all. The only part about this that is bothering me is the fact of how predictable this was and how unfortunately short-sighted all of these powers that be, the leaders of these countries are. You cannot import a large, relatively uneducated and typically violent culture that has no desire to assimilate without bad things happening. And this is something we've known over and over and over and over again. This has been seen through human history throughout time. Eventually, there's going to be a fight. Unfortunately, Europeans have a they have a tendency in a long history of having to learn the same bloody lesson again and again, of disarming the citizenry, going through wars, requiring desperate measures to thwart a genocide, and then repeating the cycle. They get done, everybody's happy, now give us the guns. I am too, Heath, I am too. Now, in Europe, now, citizens are now arming themselves against the hordes through measures both legal and illegal. In Switzerland, the Swiss are more fortunate in their ability to legally acquire quality firearms for self-defense. In fact, they can acquire better ones than us because they can acquire true assault rifles. Other Europeans are not that fortunate, as they have allowed their natural right to bear arms to be stripped from them. They were born with the same rights we were. We were lucky enough to have some founding fathers who recognized the freedoms that God gave us just for existing. It's only in modern times it seems, well, nah, let's rephrase that. I mean, we're talking about mankind here. Ideally, okay, let me rephrase that. Normally, I would say that the ideal way to do this would be have a peaceful repatriation of the Muslim refugees to some Muslim country and let them be there where they don't have to assimilate. There are, you know, it's already happening there. But do you expect them to voluntarily go? That's the big question. It's the same question you would ask them. Do you expect a politician to voluntarily take term limits? It's the same type of question as that one. There's not going to be a political situation through this mess. There's not going to be a peaceful repatriation. This is going to be bloody. They will try to do it here. To a degree, we are isolated from this by oceans. Okay, the oceans are a big barrier. But we have a southern border that is absolutely, you know, it's like tissue. And we have a northern border that nobody really pays that much attention to because it's the Canadian border. So, all that notwithstanding, while it's going to take a while to get as bad as it is there here, it will get as bad here as it is there. And it's going to fall to us. It's going to fall to us because the government, all governments, because they like being governments, develop over time a welfare state. And then the welfare state eventually gets to the point where you got fewer people paying in than you do taking out. We have to find some way to do it. And a really prolific philosophical mindset as far as having babies helps out because then so look at all the new employees we've got, except they're not going along with the game plan. They're not looking at themselves and saying, oh, look, we're just like, we're entering the matrix. We're going to pay in and make everything work the way it's supposed to. That stuff just cracks me up. Now, listen, I have a radical idea. If Obama would really like to stop some gun crime, he could actually prosecute the gun crimes they catch. And that would probably go a long way. That would probably go a long way. Whenever he's in front of a camera, of course, he's going to talk tough about it. But then when push comes to shove, his administration actually has the opportunity to put bad guys in jail. They refuse to do their jobs. There's been a drop in prosecutions of gun crimes under Obama. There are only 6,000 convictions in 2015. That's down 15% from 5 years ago and giving added weight to claims by gun rights groups that this president has failed to enforce the laws already on the books. If you're going to have a law, if you're going to have a boundary to where you say human behavior stops here, and if you do not stop it here, then there's going to be a penalty for it. If somebody goes to that boundary and then bypasses it and they don't actually get the penalty you're saying, what is the detriment? What's the deterrent here? Excuse me. There is no deterrent. So either his Justice Department and Shane, are you there?
Yep, I'm here.
I'll have to ask you. I'm not going to say, hey, can I ask? Can I say this out loud? I'll type it to you in a minute. We'll move on from this. Apparently, his lawyers are not good at their job. The lawyers in the Department of Justice are not good at his job. A decade ago, there were 9,206 convictions for federal gun crime. And in 2015, there's 6,002. Now, maybe that's because of the drop in crime. I don't know. But hey, everything else is going up on the federal side, so it's not looking right. We will be right back. Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to sdi.edu and get ready to launch your new career. What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listens to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-to-get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you are having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Interesting, I'm seeing people in the chat room that I've never seen before. This is sort of cool. I like it. I'm digging it. They say the evening drive time is what separates a man from the boys. Anyway, we'll see. Anyway. Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. We are coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. Now, I just was talking about the fact that we're prosecuting less people. But here's the interesting thing about this. There are the two most common federal gun offenses are either illegally selling a firearm or using one in connection with another crime. And from 2004 to 2014, the number of cases dropped from 11,067 to 8,078. But 8,078 is still more than 6,003. Now, or 6,002, excuse me. Now, if gun crime convictions are down more than 33% compared to a decade ago, how come there's more of a gun control push? We know crime is down. There's 33% fewer gun convictions. So why is there a bigger impetus now to try to push for more gun control from the feds? According to Syracuse University's Transactional Records Access Clearinghouse reports, can I say that again just because I liked it? Transactional Records Access Clearinghouse reports. Annual gun crime convictions under Obama have never matched the number of convictions secured under Bush in 2008. And 2008 was not even Bush's best year for securing convictions. The number of convictions in 2008 topped 8,000. Obama has only had 2 years with over 7,000, and the rest of his annual numbers are in the 6,000 range. And yet, the gun control push is relentless. Relentless! Now, in addition to the highly anticipated executive gun control coming this, you know, maybe tomorrow, Obama has been calling on Congress to expand background checks and add the no-fly list, which is, you know, primarily the people on the no-fly list that wouldn't be able to buy a gun aren't in this country anyway. And that's just from what we know about it, because nobody knows who's on the list. How are they going to check the list? I've seen some of these governors out there saying, well, we're going to, of course. If you're on the no-fly list, you can't buy a gun here in Connecticut or Maryland or wherever they're going to do it. How are they going to get access to the list? That's my question. And, of course, we've got to ban, you know, assault weapons, because these are weapons of war. Which... I do not own a gun that has ever been issued into combat of a type at all. Everything I've always gotten is the civilian version. Now, one of the things that, I'm not one of these shy, retiring, wallflower, shrinking violet sort of... gun owners, if I get out there. When I get out there and I say, hey, are you a gun owner? No, I am. Want to see one? Here, look. Now, there's questions out there, and I mean, they can abound all the time. I mean, okay, should women be seen with guns? Let's see if she's still in here. No, she's gone. Just a little while ago was a little girl named Ava. And Ava is a girl that knows how to shoot. And she does all kinds of things. All kinds of things in the realm of self-defense. She trained. She's probably better off than I am. Should we see little girls with guns, young ladies with guns, you know? Should murder be turned into blood porn? Depending on who you ask, you're going to get a bunch of different answers. Gory images seem to be okay when the news media use them to shock us. Graphic images of violence are welcome when anti-gun politicians want to scare us into passing a new law. Then the rules change. Showing self-defense is in bad taste if we show a woman, defending herself. That editorial decision is bad for the news. It distorts it. Women make up a very large and growing segment of gun owners and concealed carry holders. Anti-gun lobbyists don't want the world to see a woman owning a gun. Women with guns are very, very, very good. Let me give you an example. 28 December 2015, a Dayton, Ohio woman defended her four children with a gun and stopped a potential mass murder. 25 December 2015, Christmas Day, Houston, Texas woman shot a thief as he climbed in her apartment window. 22 December 2015, 56-year-old Albany, Georgia woman shot a man who broke into her home and attacked her in bed at 4 a.m. 21 December 2015, Amarillo, Texas woman shot an assailant who threatened to kill her and beat her with a metal pole. 19 December, a Dallas homeowner grabbed her gun and retreated to the bathroom. She fired when the intruder tried to kick down her bathroom door. These are the rule rather than the exception. Federal Center for Disease Control cites millions of instances where armed civilians defend themselves and their families each year. I think we should be allowing the ladies to decide whether they should be carrying a gun or not. Yeah, Heath just can't leave that alone. We talked about in the remaining time. Women, carry guns. Don't be afraid of carrying guns. By all means, carry them. Defend yourself because you're so good at it. We'll still hold the door. I'll still hold the door for you all day long. All day long. We talked about an application, I think it was early last year, called Stop Attack, which is a phone application that was supposed to be used in the event that you're being mugged or attacked on the street. And there's just some people like Heath who just will not let it go. We need to do a video of Stop Attack, don't we? I think we need to do a video. We could get the club members together and do a video for Stop Attack. Of course, we're going to take a little artistic license with that gentleman, though. We're going to take a little artistic violence. When we get back, we're going to talk about the violence that our president brings to the table. Because he does have violence in him. The Nobel Peace Prize winner, President Barack Obama, is followed everywhere he goes by violence. He enables it. He looks the other way. He watches people die. And goes and plays golf. Badly. Badly. Also, I've got a question about reciprocity that I don't think anybody's ever thought of this way. So we're gonna discuss that in the remaining time we've got. That part of it is reciprocity as far as concealed carry. You know, I haven't even talked about Virginia, where they just did away with concealed carry for 25 states. There's almost 25 states of reciprocity. That's madness. Madness. I'm also mindful of the fact now that I need to find some new bump music. It's a new year. We need a refresh on that as well. We'll be right back. Looking for an edge.
Eliminating the fault. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions.
S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds down range in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. but for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Our president, he just so predictable. Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show, of course, well, it's not brought to you by anybody, but we are coming from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. President Barack Obama and his fellow communists, they like to talk about gun violence as if somehow your gun strolls into an American city, into a shop, and commits an act of violence, unassisted by any sort of human beings. This silly term is meant to hide the obvious fact that there's actually people behind them who comprise the problem, not the firearms acting alone to deflect attention from terrorists, including Islamic terrorists, whom the president urgently feels must not be named, seems even more important to them. It took them days to admit that what happened in San Bernardino was a terrorist attack, not workplace violence they seemingly wished it to be. Why wish it? Workplace violence scenario is a choice target. This is better. This works better for the gun control crowd. It took 6 long years for Obama to finally refer to Fort Hood as a terrorist incident. After the Paris terrorist attack and the aftermath of the San Bernardino massacre, in an Oval Office address to the nation, he called for yet more gun control measures, urging Congress to act to make sure no one on a no-fly list is able to buy a gun. Congress rightly refused to take such action, since American citizens are added to the no-fly list without any due process at all. And, you know, the majority of us don't fly, for the most part. So, needing a strong man to knock down Obama characterizes his opposition and his measure disingenuously. He says, I know there are some who reject any gun safety measures. I take on all gun safety measures. Gun safety is something I practice all the time. I don't point guns at people. I don't put my finger in the trigger guard. I make sure it stays in the holster. Those kind of things. Nothing seems to get in the way of this president promoting gun control. You can see him visibly chafe under congressional resistance. And like Heath was talking about earlier, he had everything when he got elected. He could, if they had been a little better at running the clock, okay, if they'd been a little better time managers, they would have everything they want right now. Everything you want, everything they wanted right now. That's right. Kakarot points out that if I keep saying Islamic terrorist, I may be on the no-fly list. So let me just say jihadi target, because that's what they are to me. Now, the president claims he's going to take unilateral action because I get too many letters from parents and teachers and kids to sit around and do nothing. Yet, first of all, can I see some of those, Mr. President? Okay. Rights are not subject to popular interpretation. They are not subject to popular interpretation. The Bill of Rights, the Second Amendment, while the states can do a lot of things to it, the feds can do nothing to it. Of course, that doesn't mean they're not going to try. But that's why it's in the Constitution to keep the feds from touching it. If you look at what the American people want, despite what Obama says, there's opposition, plurality of an opposition to the so-called assault weapon ban. More Americans think people should be encouraged to carry guns than those desiring stricter gun control. These executive orders he's telegraphing he's going to sign are going to do as much as he can to restrict your rights. And across the board, for everyone, none of us should have them. And this is something that neither he nor Congress or really anybody has any right to do. According to reports in the Washington Post and the Wall Street Journal, the centerpiece of his new one-man rules will be to redefine the meaning of being engaged in the business of selling guns. So that the feds can force more people to register and obtain a federal license and thereby also be mandated to conduct background checks on buyers. I could almost do that. You know, in South Carolina, I would start the concealed weapon permit only gun shop, except with a concealed weapon permit in South Carolina, you don't have to go through a background check to buy a gun. So that there's ways around everything. It's going to boil down to him doing as much as he can, and it's not going to be that much. It's not going to be this much. Currently, the federal statute exempts a person who makes occasional sales, exchanges, or purchases of firearms for the enhancement of a personal collection or for a hobby, or who sells all or part of his personal collection of firearms from having to be licensed. A lot of people, as they get older and their eyesight gets worse, maybe they get arthritis in their hands, which I'm starting to get now, they get out there and say, well, I can't do what I used to do. Do I need as many of these as I need? I should, you know, it's a shame to have all these sitting in the safe. I'm going to sell some of them. That does not make you a dealer. That just means you, somebody says, I'm looking at these, and these are nice, and somebody should enjoy them. Let's see. Coming from Doug Andrus, who's a spokesman for the House Speaker. Hoorah. He told the Washington Post in an email exchange, we will consider options once we have information, but what seems apparent is none of these ideas could have prevented the recent atrocities. Our focus should be on the consistent causes of these acts, mental illness and terrorism, rather than infringing on law-abiding Americans' constitutional rights. That's all true, but that line of logic has failed to make a dent in anything in this man's administration. So therefore, I think they should change their rhetoric. And it's not about, you know, As far as I'm concerned, it's not about what this will do when he signs this. It's about what it won't do. None of the burdensome and restrictive gun control proposals, including the leaked new background check expansion, which is in violation of federal law, would prevent the deadly incidents used as their justification. The guns used by the San Bernardino terrorists were all bought legally. And this is, from Ted Cruz, we get spokesperson Catherine Frazier, says President Obama is trying to distract Americans from his failure to address the true threat of radical Islamic terrorism and instead going after the rights of law-abiding American citizens. It is complete lunacy. The gun lobby is loud and well-organized in its defense of effortlessly available guns to anyone, said Obama to his radio audience. What radio audience does he have? That's all simple hyperbole, though, and it ignores the fact that this so-called gun lobby has long urged the president to enforce existing gun laws, as we've just talked about earlier. So, let's call this Obama violence from here on out. Unlike gun violence, its meaning would not serve to hide reality, but to highlight the all-too-dangerous violence our current president is doing to the Constitution, to the separation of powers, to the Second Amendment, to the Due Process Clause of the Fifth Amendment, to the Sixth Amendment. Let's call it that from here on out. Now, we're going to go into the final break of the show, and when we get back, we're going to talk about reciprocity in a way that I have never talked about it before, but it makes sense to talk about it because it happens all the time. Anybody that travels interstate knows this. Anybody. So, that's coming up in the next hour. What do you think, Shane? Did I flow enough on the third hour here? Has it been okay? I guess he'll tell me later. We'll be right back.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KB Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KATIE. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to katiearmor.com. Come and take it.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with a Ladybug steam vapor system. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
All right, this is the last time on the firing line. In unknown waters. I've never done a third hour here at GCN before. Now, of course, I've done plenty of third hours other places, but this is the inaugural voyage of the Starship Lock and Load. As a three-hour show, this is here anyway. But let's talk about, we talk all the time about how, with your driver's license or your marriage license or your car registration or any manner of things that you have in your state, the reason that that is recognized is because of something called the full faith and credit clauses that are out there. You see, we don't need a federal law to give us reciprocity. We already have one. Now, the other day, Virginia's Attorney General Mark Red Herring reneged on reciprocal recognition with 25 other states on carrier permits. A lot of people are scrambling around trying to figure out what to do. The Virginia legislature wants to curtail his authority to interfere in them. And most certainly the carpet-bagging governor, Terry McAuliffe, will try to oppose this. The NRA wants Congress to pass a total recognition statute that would force states to recognize permits issued by other states. Now, both of these things may be necessary in the short term. But, actually, you have to wonder why they're needed at all. The U.S. Constitution has a clause that should make all of the proposed legislative fixes unnecessary, one which many of those cheering his decision often cited when it came to another piece of federal legislation they disliked. Article 4, Section 1 of the U.S. Constitution states, full faith and credit shall be given in each state to the public acts, records, and judicial proceedings of every other state. The inclusion of that clause clearly intended to prevent these kind of legal traps for law-abiding citizens by forcing other states to recognize the licenses and permits of other states, and its placement in the original article shows that this takes precedence over the 10th Amendment recognition of state sovereignty. So this means every time somebody gets arrested in Maryland or in New Jersey for being an out-of-state person with a gun in the car, that's illegal. It's unconstitutional. Ironically, it was also one of the arguments used to oppose the Defense of Marriage Act signed into law by Bill Clinton. Congress in that case passed a law with the express purpose of voiding the full faith and credit clause when it pertained to the definition of marriage, especially when it came to court judgments and state benefits. The Supreme Court used other constitutional arguments to strike down DOMA in its Windsor decision and mooted the argument entirely when it demanded full national recognition of same-sex marriage in Obergefell. In earlier decisions, such as Pacific Employers Insurance and Hyatt, the court also ruled that states may have some limitations in recognizing other states' laws when those statutes utterly conflict with their own. That is not the case, however, with carry permits. Virginia will continue to issue carry permits, just as these other states do, the other 25 they just kicked out. Herring claims that the processes used by other states do not meet the standards of Virginia, but that turns the Pacific Employers Insurance decision on its head. Each state that issues carry permits has settled on their own criteria for issuance, and those requirements remain in effect for the duration of the permit, regardless of temporary travel. Furthermore, the ability to carry arms in self-defense is not an esoteric policy regarding insurance or tax rates. This is a constitutional guarantee to keep and bear arms. It has been upheld in the Heller decision. It is now settled law. It was also further upheld by McDonald. The court did recognize the authority of states in both instances to set reasonable standards on the exercise of these rights. The constitutional priority of the right for law-abiding citizens to arm themselves requires those restrictions be rational and to keep from making compliance so onerous that it becomes impossible to exercise these rights. Herring was very deliberate to do exactly those onerous things, make the exercise of rights affirmed in Heller and McDonald so potentially costly for the law-abiding citizen that they were simply, it's easier to give them up. The only way to get that precedent set, unfortunately, is to have someone face prison time on firearms charges. In New Jersey, Chris Christie issues a full pardon every time somebody's turned around. He just issued one to a Marine recruiter who inadvertently kept his unloaded pistol in his car when he drove from Massachusetts, where he had a permit, to New Jersey. Wait a minute, he had a permit in Massachusetts? Okay. Where he was arrested after a routine traffic stop. So somebody's going to have to be put in jeopardy. In closing, you know, it's a new year. Okay, it's a new year. And yes, we have plenty of challenges before us. And we really don't have too many choices but to face them. With some of these challenges, like trying to prepare for what possibly might be coming from ISIS, the nightmare scenario, we have no choice but to try to be diligent on that one, to be prepared for that one. Otherwise, a lot of people we know might die, and that's not something I'm willing to face. The president is a communist. You know, he's an Islamic apologist. He's a lot of things, and unfortunately, he's also our president. And all of you out there that are saying, oh, Bill, he's not my president. Well, yeah, he is, unfortunately. He's mine, too. And I say that with the biggest tinge of, I can't stand having to say it, but it's a fact, because he got elected. Elections are going to matter. And this coming year, it's going to be an all-hands-on-deck effort. Some of you are going to tell me, well, Bill, you know, if I can't, you know, if it's not my, you know, if it isn't this person or this person, I'm not going to give up my principles. Your principles are something you can't afford anymore. You're now in a military situation where all of your prejudices have to go out the window. You have to look at the mission and say, I will accomplish it. You can no longer dislike me. I can no longer dislike you. We have to think with one mind, and we have to go after the mission. So if the mission, my part of the mission is I want to leave a better world than I've been living in for my grandchildren. And I will do whatever I can do to make that happen. I no longer have the luxury of sitting back and saying, well, you know, Gunners of America endorsed Ted Cruz. Well, right now, Ted Cruz is not saying some of the things he needs to be saying. Obama resonated and got elected. Right now, the one resonating is not Cruz. It's not Rubio. It's not Carson. It's Trump. We have to understand that we're not going to get it all back in one day. The very best thing we can hope to do is to arrest it, and we got to arrest it. We have got to arrest it. I'm not sitting out here, you know, I've got as many principles as anybody out there. I've got as many core passionate beliefs as anybody out there. But I want to win. I want to win, and if I have to go long game, I will go long game. As long as I'm on the course to victory. It was, you know, looking at the Google Plus and looking at the chat room, I want to thank everybody who found the show again. I want to thank the new people that found the show, because really, truly, after the time that I've been away and showing up, popping up here on a new in a new time zone, I realize the peril, so I'm very humble by the fact that you guys showed up today. Tomorrow on the show, we will bring it again. It'll be another 3-hour show. Same bat time, same bat channel. New time slot is 6 to 9 Eastern Time, p.m., 5 days a week. Bear that in mind. Podcast still going out there. All that other stuff, just a different time during the day. Between now and then, I want you to remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. On a Monday, the return, 2016, this has been Lock and Load.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to DarkAngelMedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.